Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Wherever you are hearing the sound of my voice, I welcome you to Affirmations Works. And if this is your first time visiting this podcast, I would like to say thank you. Thank you. And if you are returning to this podcast, I would also like to say thank you. Thank you. I truly appreciate you returning. So today I want to talk about labels. Yes, labels. No, not labels in your clothes, you know, not fashion labels. No, it won't be that type of episode. We're going to talk about personal labels, you know, the kind that we all get. So I want to start out with reading from the Daily Word, which is a Unity publication. And it's about purpose, because I think labels sometimes stunt your purpose. I live a life of purpose. What I am doing with my life, my time here on earth. What is my purpose? I begin my search for answers by realizing I am not here to be defined by my interests, my gender, my physical appearance, or my education. I am so much more than any of those aspects of me. I have something special and distinct to offer. Made in the image of God, I am here to know and live from my spiritual identity. As I express gratitude, acceptance, and kindness to others, I am helping to fulfill my life's purpose as an expression of the divine. The more fully I act in accordance with my purpose, the more fulfilled I feel. I am grateful to live with passion and clarity. And so it is. So did you listen to that section that says, I am not here to be defined by my interests, my gender, my physical appearance, or my education? That's not what defines you, right? That's not really, really the essence of who you are. Those are all labels, and we all have labels, you see? But what I want to talk to you about today are the type of labels that limit us, that keep us living in a box, that don't allow us to explore who we really are. And see, labels start very young. They really do. You know, and I want you to spend some time with this because it's super important to kind of dig deep and figure out how you got these labels put on you and where they came from. And when you do, I don't want you to send negative energy to that person, place, or thing that it came from, because usually it came out of not knowing, right? Not knowing. So the mother who says to her child or about her child, well, you know, she's just so slow. That's not knowing that she's putting that label on. It's not that she's trying to be mean, right? It's just what she thinks at the time. But when a child hears those labels get accepted as fact, as reality, and we take it on. And we put it as part of our coat that we wear. So we all have labels. So some ladies that I know, right, that are sisters, and it's two of them. And one of them, now they're both beautiful to me, but one of them I found through, and I've known them many years, I found through the years their mother labeled one of them as the pretty one. Oh, she's the pretty one, right? And then the mother labeled the other daughter as the smart one. Oh, she's so smart. That girl, boy, you give her a math problem and she'll have it done. And she's smart. And so while neither one of those are negative labels to have, right, being pretty or smart, over the years as they continue to grow as women, those labels hindered them. Because the pretty one grew up to think that that's all she had to offer the world. See, she didn't see beyond that label that her mother gave her. She thought, well, this is it. This is who I am. I'm the pretty one. I get to offer that to the world because that's who I am. And the same thing happened for the smart one. She struggled with relationships with men because she thought, why would anyone want me? I'm not pretty. I'm smart, but I'm not pretty. And so when she would get into relationships with men, ultimately they would kind of fall apart. And if you kind of dug deep and listened to the story and put the pieces together and followed the path and the breadcrumbs, you could see it all came back to her feeling about herself. You know, but she excelled in the world, you know, in the business world. She excelled. She did great because she took on the coat of I'm the smart one. And she lived that experience because that is something she believed. And she excelled. So you got to think, what would happen if they both felt like I am pretty and smart? Wow, that would have been a powerhouse, right? What would happen if they could expand their view of who they are? How powerful can you be if you look at your label that you've been given, you know? Because we've all been given labels. You know, maybe we don't even on a conscious level realize it, but that's what I want you to do today. That's your exercise, is to sit down and think about what your labels are, because you have them. We all do. See, the labels start out at home when we're children. Our parents, our grandparents, our aunts, our uncles, even our brothers and sisters, you know, will give us labels. You know, come on, dummy, you know, or whatever, right? So that then carries over to we go to school and then the teachers give us labels, you know, you're lazy, you know, you're not finishing your work, or gee, you're really, wow, you whipped through this. Boy, I have to give you more assignments. You are quick. So we start taking all that stuff in. You know, we're too young at the beginning when we're children to know that we have to have a wall up and let that push out and push away. You know, as you get older, that's what you should be able to do. When people are saying things to you that you know are not your true identity, you should be able to push those things away, not absorb them in. But when we're young, we don't know that. And so we take it all in and it becomes a part of our identity. And we travel through life with that. And it puts us in a box. Because just like my friend who was smart never saw herself as pretty. So it affected all her relationships. So what labels do you have? What labels have been given to you? You know, write them down, what people have said to you. Write them down. Sit down and just kind of take a moment and really go through and write down and figure out and go back in time and look at those labels, because I guarantee you they are affecting your current life. They are, because they are part of now your belief system. So now we have to work those out. But the first step is identifying them. Know what they are. Were you called lazy? Were you called stupid? Were you called fat? Were you the bad one? Right? Oh, she's just so bad. Oh, he just gets in so much trouble. He's so bad. Was that you? Right? Because that's not the reality of you. That's someone else's impression of you at that moment. At that moment. But that's not the reality of who you really are. So you have to dispel these labels that you've accumulated over time. And the way to do that is you've got to sit down and look at them and write them down. And then realize, that's not my reality. That's not who I am. I'm not the stupid one. I'm not the ugly one. I'm not the fat one, right? Those are not who I am. Because who you are is really on your inside. Your spiritual self is who you are. That's your real you. And that person is unlimited. That person can scale the highest mountains, right? But you got to let her free. You got to let her out. And the only way to do that is to dispel the chains and the box and the belief system that you've been labeled with. So you've got to look at your labels. It's very important, because generally what happens is we don't even think about our labels, because they became a part of us so early in life that they trigger things for us, you know, like my friend whose relationships weren't working out because her "I'm the smart one" was always being triggered, right? I'm not the pretty one. Why would he want me, right? Why would this relationship work? That was always being triggered unconsciously. And so those labels are always being triggered. And when they're triggered, you act accordingly. So you have to remove them so that you can live free, so that you can really, really, really be the person you are, which is unlimited. Unlimited spirit is who you really are. So I hope you take some time this week to sit down and to work on your labels, right? And don't send any fear or anger at the persons or persons who gave you those labels. They did it out of ignorance. Just work on releasing those labels so that you can live the full, true life you came here to do. So I do hope that this episode has been helpful to you. And I do hope that it is something that you can think about this week, and you can sit down and you can identify all the labels that have been attached to you and remove them. Know that they're not true. Know that they have no standing in your life. And as always, I wish you nothing but blessings.